Turn our attention now to Senator Sherrod Brown, who joins us. Good morning, Sherrod. How are you today?
Good to be back. Thanks.
Great. President Biden coming to Ohio, already came to Ohio yesterday. The third visit he's already done for that. Why did you like our state so much? What's the importance for him coming to Ohio as much as he does?
Yeah, I mean, I know he lost here, and he had, when he was on the ticket with Barack Obama, he won here, but he lost last year, but so what? I mean, he understands Ohio's a cross-section of the country. I'm a close ally of his, working with him on all kinds of issues. His vice president came to Ohio to talk about transit. I joined her on the work she's doing. That's one of the things I've been most involved in, public transit. He just knows he hears a cross-section of views an hour plane ride away from Washington. So he comes to the state often and will continue to.
Well, we don't mind getting the attention, and maybe, you know, I don't know if when they visit states, if it does, do we become top of mind? Is it sort of, I don't want to say preferential treatment, but if you visit a state more, you have more of a connection rather than just seeing something on a piece of paper.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things good politicians do, and that is elected officials who really listen, and Biden does, is you bring stories home from these visits, and they stick with you. And I know when I'm in O'Leary or Lorain or Oberlin or LaGrange or wherever, I hear stories of that I talk about around the state, and so that gets in your mind, and I think it makes you tune in better to local communities.
Talk about some of the things you've been working on recently here in the summer months.
Yeah, the most important thing is last week, legislation I've been working on for 8 years passed, and the child tax credit, 92% of families, 92% of children in this state are eligible. 2.1 million checks between $250 or $300 checks went out to hundreds of thousands of over a million Ohio families. They will be monthly checks, and it will make a difference in people's lives. I mean, I heard having roundtables all over the state and hearing from families where a mother said, first time I'm ever going to be able to send my child to a summer camp. And a father said, my daughter now can buy her the fast pitch softball equipment she needs. A number of people said, you know, I don't have to worry so much that last week before my rent's due. I don't have to make the choice between food and rent. I have enough now. And others have said, I can now put aside $100 a week for $100 a month for my child to go to Lorain Community College. I mean, all of those things.
Talking to this morning with Senator Sherrod Brown, I know we're in July, but I've already heard a back-to-school ad show up, so there's the thought about how we're all returning to school. Tell me a little bit about some of this ways to safely open the schools that you're announcing about.
Yeah, the under the American Rescue Plan, several billion dollars goes to Ohio school districts so they can make the decisions on how they most safely open. For some, it's Chromebooks. For some, it's social distancing for buses, for classrooms, for cafeterias. What school districts have done, a number of school districts have lost revenue, obviously, during the pandemic, so it really is doing, it's giving those local school districts the tools they need to do what they need to do to open safely.
In the report before, right before you went on the air, we heard about the House Select Committee and the appointment or rejection of Jim Jordan. Should he be on that committee?
No. I mean, Jim Jordan said when this committee was announced, he said it's the third impeachment trial for President Trump. No, it isn't. We want to know. I'm sitting in an office right now that the terrorists broke into, smashed every piece of furniture in this office. I've seen it. I mean, I wasn't in this office at the time. I saw it that night. I saw the damage they had done. I know I've talked to custodians and food service people here who were terrorized. They were cowering in broom closets and behind locked doors that the terrorists wouldn't be able to get into because they didn't know what was happening in their lives. I mean, we need to know more. Jim Jordan wants to make this into a political spectacle the way he always does. And nothing against him personally. I don't really care either way about him. But I want to know what happened. Who was responsible? We've already seen some first person sentenced to prison. I mean, these are people that tried to overthrow by violence the United States of America. They broke into this building. They did huge damage. They killed police officers. And they need to be held responsible, not make this into another little political game that Congressman Jordan seems to be so good at.
Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning. And we appreciate your time, Sherrod. We'll talk again soon. We appreciate it.
Do it again. Thanks folks. Thanks, yeah.